I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's the biggest gadget show on earth, and once again, it's turning into a massive car show. CES is now in full swing in Las Vegas, where the lines between driving and technology are blurring. Joining us live from the show floor is WWJ auto analyst John McElroy. And John, first of all, thanks a lot for the time and for joining us today here on WWJ.
Yeah, you bet, Tony. My pleasure to do so.
John, let's start with the cars. What's the single most important car or concept that you've seen on the floor that actually will matter to drivers?
Well, you know, there's not so much in terms of cars here. This is much more of a technology show. Having said that, Honda has a joint venture with Sony to come out with a new electric car that they're calling a Fila. It's going to sell for almost $100,000. They're not going to do it through their dealership network. They're going to try to sell it direct. There's a lot of Chinese cars here. In fact, I was able to break a story. Geely, one of the Chinese companies, says it's going to start building cars in the United States probably in the next 2 to 3 years. But like I said, most of it is on the technology that will be going into cars. There's a lot here with artificial intelligence, of course, and also humanoid robotics.
Hey, John, one thing I've noticed from all the reports from you and from Jeff Gilbert, who's also at CES in Las Vegas, is there's a focus on self-driving vehicles, including self-driving semi-trucks. Why such a focus on self-driving vehicles?
Well, you know, because that's the future, Tony. That's where we're all headed. You know, you're not going to be able to buy an autonomous car this decade, but next decade, maybe you will. But having said that, you know, there's these robo-taxi services like Waymo that's coming to Detroit. I think they might even be starting operation this month or next. And when it comes to the trucking industry, you know, one of the biggest problems that truck fleets have right now is trying to get drivers. Moreover, drivers are limited to being able to drive 11 hours a day. If you have an autonomous truck, I mean, that thing can literally go as long as the fuel tank holds out, and then you just stop to refuel. And a lot of the fleets say they can absolutely put a business case together to start using autonomous driving for long-haul trucks.
We're being joined on the live line by WWJ auto analyst John McElroy. Now, John, we know you're there for the cars, but you can't walk through CES without seeing some wild gadgets. So what's the weirdest or coolest non-car thing that you've seen so far?
Well, there's a coffee maker that you don't have to put water into. It uses a dehumidifier to capture water in the air, and you make your coffee without putting any water in it. The machine pulls it out of the air itself. So that's one thing that I've heard of. But, you know, to be honest, I haven't had time to go through too much of the consumer stuff because, you know, my focus is on automotive. But I'll tell you one that I did see. There's this really cool startup out of Michigan. It's called Numo. I never knew this before, Tony. Did you know that your brain emits brain waves that you can measure outside of your skull? So there's this company, Numo, like I said, they put a sensor in the headrest of a car.
Wow.
They can read your brain waves. They can tell if you're high or if you're drunk, if you're stressed out, if you're mellow, if you're going to have some sort of epileptic fit. But I never knew that brain waves emanated outside of the human skull.
I never knew that either, and that's an amazing fact that there's actually something that can measure that. Hey, John, one more thing. If there's one piece of tech from this year's show that you've seen that you could bring home with you right now, what is it?
Ooh, what would that be? Maybe it's that coffee maker.
You know what? I love the fact that it can draw moisture from the humidity around you to make coffee. That's fascinating, and it's different. I have to admit, it's very different, and it's something I would love to see in action.
Well, you know, look, in Michigan, we have no problem with water. But, you know, in places that are very arid, you know, very dry, where, you know, there might be a water shortage, hey, pull your water right out of the air.
There you go. I love it. That's WWJ auto analyst John McElroy. He's in Las Vegas for CES, which is a big show involving technology and a lot of other things as well, including coffee makers. John, hey, thanks a lot for joining us here on WWJ this afternoon.
Thanks, Tony.
You got it. John McElroy, again, our auto analyst, joining us from CES in Las Vegas.